This is our musical reaction. Breakdown and commentary analysis of this song under fair use. We intend no copyright infringement, and this is not a replacement for listening to the artist's music. The content made available on this podcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Notwithstanding a copyright owner's rights under the Copyright Act, Section 107 of the Copyright Act allows limited use of copyrighted material without requiring permission from the rights holders for purposes such as education, criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, scholarship, and research. These so-called fair uses are permitted even if the use of the work would otherwise be infringing. Now on to the Rock Roulette podcast.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Rock Roulette Podcast. That's right, the crazy-ass podcast that took over 1,100 albums, stuck them in a list, stuck them in a wheel, and typically every other week we spin the wheel, she picks a record for us, and we go through it, usually one side per week, song by song, and we rate it based on music, lyrics, and production, and again, just a bunch of friends who wanted to do a podcast, just having some fun. So, as always, we want to thank whoever listens to us. If you like us, spread the word, you know, give us comments, criticisms, whatever it is you think that'll make it better or we can change, or even an album that you'd be interested in us covering. We can do whatever it is, we can do it. Last 2 or 3 weeks ago, we pulled a couple of audibles and did the new Ace Frehley album. We did Mick Mars. But last week, the wheel was back from vacation. So before we start, I want to say hi to Mark.
Oh, hi, Mark.
What's up, guys?
And I'm Sav.
Ciao, buonasera.
As mentioned, she was back and she picked Kings of Leon, Only by the Night, which is their fourth studio album, but probably the most popular because without a doubt, two songs that we know, Sex on Fire and You Somebody, which we actually covered as a band, were on here. And I'm pleasantly surprised so far, Mark. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. I like the album a lot. I didn't really know very much besides the two songs that we knew and the one that we covered. But I liked the first song. Psy was pretty strong, I thought.
Yeah, pretty good. Production was better than the last two albums we covered. That's for sure. I mean, this is going back. So I don't know if production had necessarily suffered yet from what I like to call balls to the wall. You know, put everything up to 11 and just hit record. And drums having no emotion, no feel, no soul. I feel like this album has definitely got some soul to it.
Yeah, I don't think all the modern production stuff was done at this point. I mean, there was some stuff around, but there was definitely not production where the volume, everything's, you know, louder is better. So
yeah.
The drums sound really good. I mean, especially after the last two albums where the drums sounded so processed and so fake, even though they're not fake, whatever the modern production is doing on drums nowadays, I mean, these drums sound much better. So.
Yeah, and I mean, you and I had even spoken about how different bands have kind of like the same drum sound. I mean, it's whatever it is, it is. You know, if you like it, cool. If you don't like it, then I just like my music with a little bit more depth to it. So especially when you've got some cool stuff going on the drums, but they just sound so processed that they just have no feeling to them. So not a big fan.
Yeah. Well, the drums on this are much better.
Yes.
All right. So let's not waste yap too much. We were hoping we had Frank on today, but because he had some choice words in our chat about the Mick Mars thing. So maybe next time we can get him on, he can tell us how he feels about that.
Exactly.
And he's a big Motley Crue fan, so.
Yeah. He's a fan of this too. So we'll ask him about this hopefully next week as well.
All right, so the next song is 17. So let's see what this is like. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think this is the typical 17 song.
No. I'm like, wait, what is 7? Is this going to be like a 17-year-old again?
Well, you know, it's been going on forever. So have you seen anything about what this is about?
I'm actually looking it up because I'm trying to see if there's like a deeper meaning. Maybe, you know what I mean? It's a, I mean, it doesn't sound dirty.
No, I don't think so. Well, I'll read you lyrics and then you tell me what you think. Yeah, so it's, oh, she's only 17, wine and wine and wine, weep over everything. Bloody Mary breakfast, busting up the scene, brothers fighting, when's a baby gonna sleep? Hidden ship that sails away. Said it's a culmination of a story and a goodbye session. It's a tick of our time and the tick in her head that made me feel so strange. So I could call you baby, I could call you damn it. It's one in a million. Oh, it's the rolling of your Spanish tongue that made me want to stay. So I'm not too sure. By reading the lyrics, I'm like, I'm not sure what this is.
It's actually funny because some people are like, no, it's about when they were 17. And so it's just a song about youth. But then this other one's like, no, he wrote it about a girl when she, you know what I mean? When they were around the same age.
Oh, okay. Which so makes a lot of sense.
It's
kind of
like it's within that experience. And some kind, and some other people say it's about, you know, he's a pedophile. So
it's like,
take your pick.
Take your pick. Well, it's interesting. Like, it's interesting musicianship. It feels like there's like bells and stuff going on, and
yeah, it's almost Christmassy, right? It's kind of like,
yeah, it's kind of Christmassy,
and it's got kind of like that old school 50s. Do you know what I mean? Like those beats and the drums, the way they produce. I mean, the bass is great again. He's a really good bass player,
but it's so like upfront.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No. It's like the guitar is like the background instrument and the bass is like the forward instrument. Yeah, it's cool. It's different. I didn't know what I was expecting.
No.
But it's good.
Maybe too. Maybe because it is about kind of the youth and it harkens back to that style of music.
Maybe.
I mean, not that he's that old.
Well, I don't know how old he was here.
I think he was 26. That's what I'm kind of getting here. He was 26 at the time when he wrote this.
Okay. Yeah, and so maybe he's thinking back to when he was 17 and she was 17, which makes sense.
I mean, according to... Someone said that they quoted him saying that it's about youth.
It's about youth. Okay.
Yeah. So it's about...
Let's continue. It's a short song. It's literally 305, so... Let's continue.
Oh, she's only 17.
Weird endings.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
It's not bad.
There's not many lyrics. The first thing that I read basically just repeated over and over. So.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what to think about the lyrics. They're okay. I mean, they're the same thing over and over, right? I don't know that they're as good as the other ones. And I'm not just saying that because I'm not sure what it's about. I just think in general. I'll say it's six on the lyrics. I like the music. I don't think I like it as much as the other ones, though. It's not bad, though. You know, it's not as if, oh, boy, here we go. Second Sight starts with crap. So it's not like that. I mean, the music is pretty good. I'll say seven on the music. And I'm going to say an 8 on production. I think they were kind of going for something, and they got it. I mean, I like the way the drums sound, the bass. I like those little nods to the old school music. So, bad.
Okay.
What do you think?
I think I'm giving it the same as you, 6 on the lyrics. I don't think they're as good as the stuff before. There's some interesting lines in there. I mean, even though it kind of repeats. Like, said it's a culmination of a story and a goodbye session. I like they use culmination. You don't hear that very often.
No.
I'm confused about what it's about. I mean, is it about that? Is it about that she's 17? Wine and wine and wine, weep over everything, like very emotional. And then Bloody Mary breakfast, breaking up the scene about drinking. I'm a little confused.
Well, he said it's about partying, like their days on the road and partying. And
yeah, that makes kind of sense.
It could just be a bunch of different things, you know, different experiences, and he just focused on the title.
Yeah. And
so
I can give 7 on the music too. I like that the guitar like just gets to do these little riffy things because the bass is pretty much holding the whole thing down.
Mm-hmm.
So the guitar gets to be a little freer. And he had that little like solo in the middle at the end, well, the end actually, a little tremolo picking thing. That wasn't bad. But the guitar is definitely mixed way back. The bass is mixed way up front.
Yeah. I mean, this is just, you know, at this point, we've said it about every song. There is kind of like a solo too, right? Something going on in the back, way back.
He's yeah, got no.
Those high
no.
notes going on. And
yeah, he had like, he was like picking really fast, tremolo picking really fast.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. I mean, it's not bad. I don't think it's as good as the other stuff, but it's not horrible.
No.
All right. So the next song is
18, no.
25.
Yeah.
The next song is Notion. So let's see what this does. Here we go. I can say, I mean, it's not bad. You know what I wish would have happened though? I wish that the verses were back to back before the chorus, the So Knock It's. I wish there was 2 verses in a row. Felt too short to me. I mean, they did extend it with the little piece, but I would have liked 2 verses in a row and then the chorus. That's what it felt like to me. It should happen, but it got cut off a little short. Guitar's a little more prominent here, but it's still some of it, at least one side of it's really back.
Yeah. Well, the bass and piano are kind of like the main.
Yeah. So the lyrics are, I got a notion to say what doesn't feel right. I got an answer in your story today. It gave me a sign that it didn't feel right. No. So don't knock it. So don't knock it. You've been here before. So don't knock it. So don't knock it. You've been here before. Supposedly it was one of the easiest songs to write in the album.
It was like Soundcheck or something? They just kind of all...
Yeah, they kind of got together. Notion addresses the band's haters and everybody who has shit to say about them and their music. His voice is very signature.
Yeah. I like it though because he kind of whines, but he doesn't over whine. You know what I mean? He does.
Yeah.
He kind of reaches the limit of the whining before it's just plain whining.
Mm-hmm.
So I like the way he uses his voice.
Yeah. And it's unique. Mm-hmm. Like you're not going to mistake him for someone else or another band or somebody else. And I'm kind of harping on this though, but the drums do sound really, really good. They're recorded very well. They sound like drums.
Exactly. Definitely the best drums we've heard.
In the last couple of albums.
Yeah, since Tapehead.
Yeah.
Oh.
Real drums too, so.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Is it just me or like in the chorus where it's the song, so don't knock it? It's very like reggae. Like the chords, yeah. It's very heavy, but they're played very staccato, kind of like a reggae beat.
Yeah, I can kind of hear that. That was also weird too. It was kind of like a solo and then they just went quiet back into the verse.
Yeah.
That was like a little bit of a weird arrangement.
Yeah. And the solo, like he was either using like a whammy pedal where he has like an octave thing going on there or like some kind of harmonizing thing. It was interesting.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that.
No.
That's one of the few like real solos besides You Somebody, right? Really? I mean, yeah. There's other ones, but very little. I thought it was pretty interesting. It's definitely a different song.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I mean, it's repetitive. I mean, they're really, I mean, he's another one, right? There's not a lot of lyrics to these songs.
No.
So
the second verse is, I just wanted to know if I could go home. Been rambling day after day and everyone says, I don't know. And then there was a chorus, and there was that little part, and then it went to, got a notion to say what doesn't feel right. I just wanted to know if I could go home. And then we're back into the chorus. So don't knock it, don't knock it. It's supposedly about, like, people saying things about him, and I don't get that from the lyrics.
Yeah, I don't necessarily get that either.
It's very cloaked then, if that's what it is. It doesn't really feel like that to me, but it's okay. All right, let's continue.
Short song too, yeah.
Oh yeah, no, most of the songs here are short. That was 301. The next song is one of the longest songs on the record. But this one, they're really quick. Notion. I don't know. Not a lot of lyrics to like give me a lot to talk about. I mean, I don't think they're bad. I'm gonna say 6. I'm gonna give 7 on the music again, because I think the music is very good. I think they do interesting stuff. It's not the typical rock band stuff. Like, they mix it up. Like last, it was bells in the last one. This one's keyboard, right? Mm-hmm. Guitar is there, but it's really not mixed very high. Again, for me, in a band like this, I would want the guitar up a little bit more. But the bass player is playing awesome. The drums are good. His vocals are good. Unique style in his vocals, which I like. I'm going to give Aiden a production again because I kind of think they're doing an awesome job of, like, you can hear everything. It's not compressed. It's not too loud. There's a lot of separation because I kind of like that. So they're doing a good job with that. What do you think?
I'm trying to think of on the lyrics. Yeah, I'll say 6 on the lyrics. Music, I'll say 7. Yeah, I'll say, you know, production, I'll match you. I mean, again, it is nice to hear what sounds like real music. And not to say that the other stuff wasn't real, but again, just the production is just so much better on this. And I know the other ones we gave 7s, so I mean, giving an 8 and 7s is not a major difference, but I just feel that we kind of gave 7s more for certain things as opposed to like the full thing. Where this is, in general, I think every song sounds really good. So.
Yeah, no, it's a very good, it's a good sound.
Yeah, like the piano. Yeah. They keep things interesting too. I mean, not all the arrangements are exactly, I mean, again, just like this, where they kind of did that solo in the middle of nowhere. And then just went quietly back into the verse, where you thought it probably would have been a chorus, but it wasn't.
Yeah, I wish that the verses doubled up at the beginning. I would like that better. And then went into the chorus as opposed to going that the short little verse and into the chorus and short little verse into the chorus. But that's just me. I'm nitpicky, I guess. It's nitpicky things. That's what I was hearing. I was always going to do it again. And now they're in the chorus. I'm like, that was quick. I mean, it's a short song anyways, 301.
Yeah.
I mean, literally the first two songs, 305, 301. This one is going to be 507. Like,
nice.
This is like Bohemian. This is like their Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah,
it's 5 minutes.
They're Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah, they're Stairway to Heaven. So this is "I Want You." Is that the Kiss song? No, different song.
Imagine. Sorry.
Yeah, I want. No, all right, here we go. Think of that so far?
So there's parts that I like, I think that the fact that it doesn't change between the verses and the verses are long, it feels a bit too, you know what I mean? Like, I think there should have been some kind of difference in between the first verse and the second verse. And the bass player is doing this weird thing, right? And the second part was like, doon, doon, doon. And then he does like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He goes like out of key and then comes back in. I don't know if he's doing like a slide between two notes.
I gotta listen for that. I don't know if I heard that or not.
Yeah, it was weird.
I was too like paying attention to the words. I really wasn't paying attention.
No, the words are cool. I mean, you know, it's a story, right? Kind of reminds you of, like, being in a small town. You mm-hmm. got the hayride. There's a new girl in town.
Mm-hmm.
So I do like that. It reminds me a little bit. Actually, he reminds me a little bit. I don't know if you know the Afghan Whigs, Gentlemen. So
I think so.
He reminds you a little bit of that. And actually, this song a little bit. Kind of something they may have done. That kind of main guitar riff that he, not that he plays all the time, but just comes in and reminds you a little bit of The Cure, the way it sounds.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's cool. Like I said, I feel like it needs more dynamics. You know, the drum beat is cool.
It's very one-dimensionally straight. Yeah. There's really not a lot going on.
Yeah. I mean, the melody is fine and everything, but again, it just feels like one big, even though there's separation in between the verses. It doesn't sound like there was, because it's exactly the same beat.
So. You see, in this situation, though, to me, this would have been okay to do a verse and a chorus. You know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. it's so long. The other one's so short that it needed a little bit more. This is like so, because he stretches those lines out.
Yeah.
Those four lines, he stretches out really long. So, and you're right, the chorus doesn't, the beat doesn't really change, does it?
No, there's not much. The only thing you really hear is that kind of edgy guitar, the ding, 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 kind of going high.
Yeah.
So.
All right, so here are the lyrics. Get back on track, pick me up some bottles of booze. Fickle freshman probably thinks she's cooler than you. A hayride at 5, everybody's coming around. So go press your skirt, word, there's a new girl in town. I call shotgun, you can play your R&B tunes. The fellowship time, it always comes a little too soon. The land of the creeps, freshened up from baby face shave. Put your eyes on me and I know a place where we can get away. And the chorus is, just say I want you, just exactly like I used to, because baby, this is only bringing me down. So you're right, this is kind of, it's a story, which I always appreciate.
Yeah, I mean, because in one way, one shape or another, you can relate to it.
Yep.
Right? Even if you're not a small town here, right, but you can relate to whatever it is. Like, yeah, I remember when we were younger, we did this, we did that. So
mm-hmm.
I'll, if he does it again, it's basically at the very end of the verse.
Okay.
And he does it at the very, like, almost like the last note before he goes back into the riff.
Okay. I'm gonna listen now. Here we go. I think I heard that part with the bass.
You hear it's like doing, doing, doing. It kind of
it's a weird progression. I think that's really all it is. It's something that you don't normally hear. And then he comes out of that and goes right back into something that like resolves. So it's a little bit like tension. It's like a little bit of tension.
Mm-hmm.
So it's it's a weird little thing. So here's second chorus. I mean, second verse. Homeboy so proud, he finally got the video proof. The night vision shows she was only ducking the truth. It's heavy, I know, the black cat with the gift down below. A choke and a gag, she spit up and came back for more. Okay, gives it an interesting visual right there. She said, and this is the chorus, she said, I want you just exactly like I used to. And baby, this is only bringing me down. She said, I want you. Yeah, so the one thing I can say is, I mean, you know, criticism, whatever. This sold enough records. Like, we don't have any records sold, but it's just very the same through. It's not a lot of, especially in the beat, like in the musician part, like in the bass and the drums. I mean, the bass and the guitar and stuff that changes up a little, but the beat is almost exactly the same all the way through.
Yeah, I mean, me personally, like as a songwriter, like having written songs and everything, I couldn't make a song like this. Or just stayed here, I'd be like, no, guys, there's got to be something. Either in the chorus or, something's got to happen. And vice versa. I'm sure, like, if I was playing this thing straight through, I'd be like, are you going to change that at all? Or
yeah, because it's the same thing over and over.
I mean, it's a cool beat.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting.
But and give him credit for being able to play that, like, straight through all the way.
I know. I'm not varying at all. Exactly.
It's not that easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I mean, it's okay. We got like 105. Let's see if we can finish it up. Here we go.
Exactly like I used to. And baby, this is only bringing me down. I said,
I can see a little bit of the Southern influence in this a little bit, I think.
Yeah. I like how the guitar player is doing the same thing as the bass. It's like,
it was interesting. Hey, why don't you go first?
I'll say 7 on the lyrics. I mean, I like the whole story part of it. I'm going to say 6 on the music. I mean, honestly, and it's weird because I don't want to say it because I think the melody is cool and stuff that they're doing is interesting, but it goes nowhere. So I'm going to say 6 on the music and I'll say 7 on production. I mean, it sounds fine, but again, I just fell flat for me just because it's the same thing over and over. So what do you think?
Yeah, this has become the record of me and you saying the exact same thing through everything. So 7 on the lyrics. I like the lyrics better than the last time. I liked that there was a story. I always liked that. Musicianship, I'm gonna say a 6 just because the beat's kind of straight through. Like, there's some interesting like bass stuff and this interesting guitar stuff, like not typical. And like vocal wise, it's fine. The melody is fine, but yeah, it just really doesn't go anywhere. It just meanders through 5 minutes of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, there's interesting parts, and but I mean, just the fact that, again, it doesn't do anything. Like, I'm just waiting. I said, maybe at the end, you know, they'll throw like 30 seconds of kind of something where it kind of blows up. You're like, all right. But just, it didn't go anywhere.
Yeah. And so, I guess production, I'm going to do 7 too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess that's a production choice, what they did, right? So I'm gonna leave that on the production side where, like, no one said like we have to change this up a little bit. It's the same thing over and over and over and over. So,
yeah.
All right. So, So what do you think of the side so far? Do you think the first side is better than the second side so far? I would say yes.
Yeah, but I don't think this side is terrible either.
No.
So
this next song is called Be Somebody, which is kind of funny because Be Somebody was on the other side. So he said this is a song they were messing around with for a little bit. There were a couple of fans that were getting, that were online, they were crazy. We're talking so much shit about us, but at the same time, they were talking about how we were the love of their lives and we lived together and all these weird fucked up fantasies.
Oh my Lord.
So I wrote these verses about life as we see it. And the chorus, I'd switched the scenes to them.
Nice. Should be interesting.
Yeah. I'm curious to see, because the other one, I didn't really feel that it was what he said it was about.
Yeah. Me neither.
So I'm kind of curious. All right. So this is Be Somebody. Like, I really like that. And I can hear a little bit of U2 in there too.
Yeah. I hear a little bit of U2, a little of The Cure.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, they definitely got some of that 80s, like alternative, like new wave. A little bit of that too.
Yeah.
Even in the song before, I hear it's kind of like a mix of that and a little bit of that southern rock.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that I would really consider them southern rock. You know what I mean?
No, there's tinges here and there.
Yeah, it's kind of like alternative southern, I guess you could say.
Yeah. Alternative southern rock.
Yeah.
But I like the beat so far. I think I like the little guitar part. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I really like this intro.
Well, let's see if hopefully it changes and doesn't stay the same thing all the way through. But we'll see. Here we go. Think about where they went to the chorus there. There's really, it's different. It's not the same, but
no, but it's still, yeah, it's a little mellow, even if they started out mellow, because the bass line is so cool. It actually reminds me a little bit of the Go-Go's at, that's like the doom doo 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 doo. Yeah, but then again, I want a little bit more. Right. And now kind of went back into that. I was expecting even now, but we'll see if kind of they change it up before he starts singing again.
I wish they would have picked the pace up in the chorus. That's all.
Yeah. Or just added maybe a drum beat under it, kind of.
Yeah. Cause he was doing stuff on the hi-hat, right? But it really wasn't, it was just different. I don't know what to say. Anyway, and I'm reading the lyrics and I still don't understand what he's saying this is about. Like, he's saying the first part is about what they think, and then the second part is what the people online think. But I mean, unless he's really good at hiding whatever he's trying to say, I don't see any of that in there. So the verse is, taking to the floor with the reach to the sky, I loosen my tie, locking down the door with the rhythm and rhyme, I loosen my tie, trying to recall what you want me to say, I shake your way, counting on the night for a beautiful day, I shake your way, and I say you can't get enough, no, you can't get enough. given a chance, I'm going to be somebody, if for one dance. I'm going to be somebody, open the door, it's going to make you love me. Facing the floor, I'm going to be somebody. I mean, I guess maybe that part right there sounds a little bit like the people who are saying things about them, but.
I mean, unless he took like specific lines, what maybe. People said and kind of threw them in there. So kind of taken out of context, they don't make sense, but they make sense to them.
I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. I want to see where they go with this. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling they're not going to change it.
But. I have a feeling too. They're not going to do anything different.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Right, here we go. Weird endings of songs.
Yeah.
I'm just going to read the verse and then what I kind of noticed, I think. Now is your time. You know where you stand with a gun in your hand, with a gun in your hand. Now I'm no longer an ordinary man. Was this your big plan with your gun in your hand? And I say you can't get enough and no, you can't get enough. And then back to the chorus. Now that this makes more sense. Like, okay, so now these guys have kind of, so it's supposedly it's a metaphor. The fans and critics have a metaphorical gun pointed at the Kings. They are desperate for a smash hit. It's up to Kings of Leon to make one or not. So you could take it that way, or you could take it like there's a crazy stalker person that comes where you are, right? Mm-hmm. Because if you look at the second part of the chorus, it goes, now it makes sense. Open the door. It's going to make you love me. Facing the floor, I'm going to be somebody. Like you're face down on the floor and the guns are your head. Right? That's how I take it. But it could be a metaphor for the gun can be a metaphor for they want to hit. Weird end part. I like the drums in the verse a lot, and that bass part in the chorus is cool, but I would have liked it to like double time maybe, or did something like to speed up in the chorus and not just because it's kind of slowed down. It kind of drug the song back down. Like you expect it to go push a little bit more, and it doesn't push.
No, I mean, even if the second chorus had opened up, then I would have. Because, I mean, I really like the music. I like what's going on. But,
me too.
Again, just because it doesn't change, it needs a little bit more.
Well, it changes, but it doesn't push the song along. Like, it gets to the chorus and it just kind of almost stops. Because he's just playing, like, the hi-hat and, like, right? Yeah. I don't know. Okay, so I think I like the lyrics. So I'm going to give the lyrics 7. I like the lyrics. I don't think they're bad. Now that I know what it's about a little bit more, it kind of makes more sense. The musicianship is good, but the choice to not push that, I guess I'm going to put that in the production. I'm going to I'm going to say 7 on the music just because I like the drum beat. I like the bass parts. I like the guitar parts. Like, I like the stuff. Like, overall, I like it. So this is where maybe I'm going to knock the production down. Even though it sounds really good, I'm going to give it a 6 on the production because I think it could have done something in the chorus, and it didn't do that for me. Like, it kind of let me down. Like, I was expecting it to get to maybe be faster or something, to, you know what I mean? And then come, and then go back to that tribally kind of drum beat again, back in the verses.
Yeah.
So that's the only part that's a little disappointing. But I mean, I like what's going on. And then the ends are totally weird. So I don't, like, every end of every song is weird.
I know. They kind of did the, kind of like the heavy version of the pre-chorus.
Yeah.
But it still kind of didn't necessarily go anywhere.
Yeah. All right. So what do you think?
Yeah, I'm probably going to match. I mean, because the lyrics were cool, especially when it is. I mean, he doesn't write a lot of lyrics. So I think we feel like we've said this a lot recently, but obviously there aren't a lot of lyrics going on. But I'll say 7. I mean, I do like the music. I'll say 7 on the music. I think if there were dynamics in it, I probably would have given it 8, maybe even a 9, because I really liked what was going on. But to me, it just needed to be fleshed out more. So yeah, I mean, if I'm going to knock off, I'll do what you did. I'll say 6 on the production. Just kind of, hey, guys, what about this? But who knows? This is their 4th album. I don't know where they stand with the producer. And again, it depends on the type of producer as well, right? Because there are the hands-on guys and there are people that hit record, say, I'm going to make it sound good, I'll mix it well, you know, engineering it well, but what's going to be played, that's up to you. So who knows? I don't know the story of this record.
Yeah. All right, so we're at the end of the album.
Wow.
And Cold Desert is a song. Supposedly, he was heavily intoxicated when he recorded the song. And everything after the first verse is improvised.
Nice.
So I'm curious. Now that gives me even like more curiosity about.
I did that too. I remember we did one of our demos. For whatever reason, 2 of the songs that we recorded, the last demo we did, I didn't have a last verse for 1 of them. And another one, I didn't have 2 verses. I'm like, oh shit, I need to write this on the fly. And I remember Nick saying to me, like, what the fuck does this mean? I'm like, I don't know. It just kind of goes. Just singing. I don't know what else to do.
It's stream of consciousness. Yeah,
basically. That's exactly what it was. Because we were recording the demo. We did the music. I'm like, oh, shit. I never finished writing this song.
Mm-hmm.
So,
there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Cold Desert. Now I'm very interested now because I find that like part of it's improvised. I'm just curious to see what he does. Mm-hmm. Here we go. parts of those are improvised. But I kind of like it.
Yeah.
I just have a feeling, though, that it's not going to go anywhere. I think this is what you're going to get.
I heard him do a couple of bells on the ride that the maybe he's going to, but it did kind of come in a little bit heavier on the beat. It came in a little bit louder. He's not playing anything differently, but it sounds like he did play a little bit louder.
And so here are the lyrics. I'm on the corner waiting for a light to come on. That's when I know you're alone. It's cold in the desert. Water never sees the ground. Special, unspoken, without sound. Told me you love me, that I'd never die alone. Hand over your heart. Let's go home. Everyone noticed. Everyone has seen the signs. I've always been known to cross lines. I mean, if that's improvised, it's pretty good improvised stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I like the melody. He does have unique melodies, I think.
He tends to he drags things out. Like you read like the lyrics, but you're expecting it to be one way, but he like holds things out and stretches things a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like he definitely keeps it in. Like this is the kind of a band where if you try to cover some of this stuff, you really have to pay attention as a singer because you're like, oh wait, he's kind of doing this here, and so I mean, I think even in terms of when things don't change, sometimes that kind of gives it a little bit of a uniqueness to it.
Yeah,
we'll see if this goes.
Well, because if the things are not changing very much, the only thing that can really change is the melody. Yeah. So I'm just curious to see what he does. I don't think it's going to change. That's just my opinion. So, all right, here we go.
I've always been scared.
That was a little weird. Like faded out and then came rolling back.
Yeah, I was like, wait, is that still playing? Is he gonna come back?
Well, that's an interesting choice.
Yeah.
But it didn't really change very much.
No. I mean, it did kind of, when it came back in, it was a little bit. I like it, though. I mean, I think the music was really good. I mean, again, not a lot, too many dynamics.
Yeah, no. I mean, there wasn't a lot of dynamics in it, though. But I liked the music. I liked the bass. Everything was good. Guitars was good. Bass was good. It was all good. Drums were good. So the third verse is, I've never cried when I was feeling down. I've always been scared of the sound. Jesus don't love me. No one ever carried my load. I'm too young to feel this old. Mm. Supposedly, this is the only lyric he remembers saying out loud because he was really intoxicated.
I wonder how many songs. So
he's a recovering alcoholic.
Yeah, I've heard he's got a. I heard he's got a bit of a temper too. I don't really know, so I mean, obviously, if anybody knows any differently, but I've heard some rough stories about the singer.
Maybe I'm just trying to get anything else here about the lyrics.
I mean, it sounds like obviously about a girl. I would say.
Oh, it's either that or about his addiction, maybe. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, the third verse maybe kind of refers to that.
Yeah, I don't know. So why don't you go first? Go ahead.
I would say 7 on the lyrics. I definitely like the lyrics. I'm going to say an 8 on the music. I'm trying to think. This could be my favorite song on the second side overall. Even though, again, it doesn't majorly change, but I think it's kind of loud enough and cool enough to kind of hide the fact that it doesn't go to a lot of different places. And production's good. I mean, I'll see an 8 on the production, too. So it's a good way to end the record, I think.
Yeah, I think it might be my favorite song, I think, on the second side. Yeah. Again, so my things are going to be exactly like yours. 7 for the lyrics, 8 for musicianship. I thought it was an interesting thing, even though it didn't really, his melody really made it where, you know, it was going. And that thing fading out, I'm not sure if I like that or not like that. I know other songs have done that, faded away and then came back. It's okay. And then 8 on production. I mean, production generally, you know, on this record has been very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know what I was expecting to hear when I heard them, because I've only known a couple of the songs. So these songs on the second side are way different than the songs on the first side, I think.
Yeah. Well, the first two were kind of weird too, right? Not weird, but I mean, you know, I think that you go from the first two into Sex on Fire, Use Somebody, you listen to them, you're like, all right, this could be a hit song. This could be a hit song. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be honest. I don't necessarily remember Manhattan and Refugee. I do remember saying I like them, I think.
Yes, you did like them.
But yeah.
Yeah, Revelry you gave an 8 overall too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, I thought I'd like them. But again, I think I liked them for different reasons. I don't think they were as poppy as those two songs.
Mm-mm.
So, I mean, there's some of that sensibility in the thing. Because again, he's I think his melodies are unique. The way he sings is unique. I like that he borders on whiny, but not whiny. He doesn't whine, yeah. I think.
I agree. I mean, they're a very unique band. Like the two songs that are on the radio is not indicative of what they do, it doesn't seem like.
At least not on this record.
No.
I mean, obviously this is their fourth record, and as we said, we only know those two songs. But I mean, it's something I'd go back and revisit. I mean, I think there's some interesting stuff that goes on. And who knows, maybe even some of these songs where we were saying, oh, it doesn't change, they could grow on you.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. No, so, no doubt.
I mean, they're short enough.
The album is not that long. So I think it's, yeah. How long is the total? 42, 55. So it's sort of short. I mean, there's 5 on each side. Is it 5 on each side? 6 on the first and 5 and 1, 2, 3, 4 and 5 on the second. So, but I would listen to more of them.
Yeah. I'd be interested in seeing what else they sound like, what the other stuff is. And
100%. So, yeah, I don't really know very much about any of their other stuff.
I don't either. I know, like I said, my friend at work would play the alternative station on Sirius, and that's where I picked up You Somebody. And I think he was a self-proclaimed Kings of Leon fan. So obviously he probably knew stuff, but I don't think he would only play them. He would just kind of play the station. So yeah, I mean,
they actually just released an album this year, 2024.
Oh, nice.
Believe it or not, so.
Yeah, and I think if we should throw them on the list, if we only had one thing, I'd be interested in hearing their other stuff, so.
Yeah, I mean, that's all we had on the list, but I think I'm going to add some more now just because I would like to hear some, not hearing this, I would like to hear some more things.
Exactly.
To see how much different it changed either before or after.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not too sure anything, you know, I don't really know what they've done after this.
I mean, I think the bass player is the star of this record.
Oh, 100%. The bass is awesome on this.
Yeah, just a lot of cool things. I mean, again, I think they're all pretty good musicians. Obviously, the guitar player just kind of sits in. Not sits in. I mean, he lets him kind of take over, and he fills in the spaces. And I like him. I mean, again, I like the stuff he fills in the spaces with because it does remind me of, like, The Edge and some 80s stuff, and without a doubt.
It's very minimal what he does, but it's very unique, too.
Fills out the song. It's kind of like With or Without You, right? It's not really a guitar-driven song, but he does his little things that add to what's going on with the bass and drums.
Oh, yeah. So, no, it's good. Yeah, I'll throw some more of them on there now that we'd listen to that.
I'm going to eventually... How soon do you think it is before I have to say we took over 1,200 records, threw them in a list at the intro of the podcast?
Getting close.
Yeah.
Soon, if I keep adding things. I try not to add too much, you know what I mean? Because I don't want something to come up that we've already done and have to, like, shoot it down and then have to come back again.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I'm glad we got this because, again, this would be something, I wouldn't listen to on my own.
I mean, like I said, I like those two songs, so I'd be interested in kind of saying, hey, what does the rest of this sound like?
Mm-hmm.
It's good to know, too, that not everything is exactly the same. They do some cool little thing, so.
Oh yeah, no, they definitely have the ability to do different stuff. They're not going to get very pigeonholed, so because their records very. But they do have a style, though. You know, they do have a kind of a style where they do this kind of drony kind of thing that goes on. So, yeah. All right, why don't you do your thing?
So we are part of the Deep Dive Podcast Network. Again, as I say, great bunch of guys who took us in right away. And if you're looking for more individualized podcasts about Rush, like about Is It Rush Rash, Tom Petty, Iron Maiden, Van Halen, you name it, they got it. So check it out. And again, give them a holler. Mark, where can they find us on the interwebs?
On the interwebs, we are on Rock Roulette Pod on all the social media, rockroulettepodcast.com. Drop us a line, share our episodes out, put us for automatic download on wherever you play your podcast. So you always get the newest episode, and next week we will be spinning the wheel again.
Yeah, I'm excited. Real time.
Maybe we can get Frankie on this time, which would be nice.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'm always excited to spin the wheel because I never know what I'm going to get.
Yeah, she's been on a roll. Some.
Well, she was on vacation.
Yeah, exactly. She's like, what do I want to listen to? You know what? I heard these guys on the plane. Let's pick this.
Yeah, see, she was on vacation. She had a little bit of relaxing. Let us pick the wheel. And then we're like, oh, you guys suck at doing this. We'll do something else. And bam, see? You get a record like this where it would be something none of us really listen to. I don't know. Did Frank say he listens to this? I forget if he said he knows this.
Yeah, album. I mean, I'd spoken to him and I told him what we got. He says, oh, really good. I can't remember if he said really good band, really good album. But... So I think he's a fan. So hopefully if he chimes in next week, we can ask not only about this, but the Mick Mars, which he didn't seem to like. And I'll tell him to listen to the 10,000 Volt Student, to listen to that and kind of bring an opinion.
All right, people. So we will see you next week, and it's wheel spin time.
Yeah, can't wait. Ciao, ciao.
Later.